Visiting right now with Dr. Tom Jennery, who serves as a state representative for District 5 of Iowa, and that, of course, encompasses most of Plymouth County and the northern tier of Woodbury. I guess the first thing we might want to mention is the fact that this week you have submitted your nomination petition papers with the Secretary of State, Paul Pate, indicating that you are actually seeking re-election, and you'll be on the primary ballot as well as on the well, we'll start with the primary ballot. I guess I've not heard of anybody challenging you or anything, so, but we can make the assumption that you'll also be on the general ballot as well in November. But share with us a little bit about the submission of your nomination petition papers.
Okay. You have to have 50 signatures to run for the House of Representatives. It's 100 for the Senate. And I went around and people were kind enough to sign the petitions to get me on the ballot for the primary election. So that's always good. I enjoy going around talking with people and listening to their concerns. And so that pretty much was fairly easy. So I'm glad that's passed.
And, of course, one other item that's been in the news, obviously, worldwide, and that is the spread of the coronavirus. But the state legislature this past week made the decision, the leadership anyway, to said that the lawmakers are going to continue to convene at the state capitol building and continue their work. They will not suspend the legislative session as a result of due to the coronavirus. So talk about that a little bit and what was being decided there by the House and Senate leadership.
Well, we had a meeting with the caucus yesterday, and our majority leader, Matt Winchettle, said, you know, we're not going to give in to a lot of the hype and, unfortunately, hysteria that has surrounded the coronavirus. It is a flu virus, and it's going to probably affect people that are immunocompromised, have a chronic disease like COPD or are very susceptible to pneumonia, and understandably they're kind of limiting the visitors to nursing homes because that's the population that would get harmed the most. But it's like Representative Winchettle said, you know, the people of Iowa sent us here to do a job, and we are going to do it, and we're going to continue on and keep working so we can get everything done that we need to get done. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to be able to get things done. So I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. If you look at some of the past viruses that we have, the SARS virus, the Ebola virus, and the H1N1, the swine flu, were much more virulent. And if you want to really get down to it, measles are like 18 times more susceptible and virulent than is this coronavirus. So it's going to play through and things are going to be fine.
We did not have a chance to visit last week, so let's kind of review over those last 2 weeks what actually did pass through the Iowa House.
Okay. One that we did is we passed the Medical Cannabis Act, which allows 4.5 grams of THC-containing medicine for every 90 days. A physician does have the option to write a prescription for more if the patient warrants more of that medication. And if you have a terminal illness and you're unfortunately going to pass away within a year's time, you can get unlimited amounts of it. So there is leeway there. And we followed the Cannabis Board's recommendation. And these are people that they're physicians and pharmacists and epidemiologists that they sat down and really had some excellent meetings. And we're going by their recommendation. So I feel good about that. And so we're also going to do the growing the hemp again, where we have to follow the USDA rules, so we are doing that. And I recently talked with one of the folks at the ethanol plant in Merrill, and they are getting ready to process the hemp products or crop into the CBD oil. You know, there's some things that they have to do yet, but that's, they think that's going to be a good thing in the future, and I certainly hope so, because it's a local facility, and it, people would not have to transport their hemp crop very far, so that would be a good thing.
And very quickly, what is coming up maybe for next week, or that is in going through the Iowa House?
There's going to be quite a few things coming up. We worked on some health care, affordable care for a child, affordable child care, excuse me. And so there'll be some more bills on that. We have a few details to work out on that. And so that'll be, and then always they're going to start kind of ramping up doing the budget. So that'll be front most. And so I look forward to some more long afternoons and evenings doing debate. So that's kind of what's coming up.
And, of course, the Iowa legislative session is scheduled to conclude by, what is it?
April 21st.
April 21st. And does it look like you're still on pace for that deadline?
I think so. Just talking with a few senators, they would like to be done a week early if possible. So everybody's working pretty diligently toward that end, because we would like to get out as soon as we possibly can. And as you well know, trying to get these final budgets is not easy. So they're burning some midnight oil, which is, you know, a good thing.
And briefly, let's talk about the Revenue Estimation Commission that met. They're kind of saying that we've got more money than what we've had in the past, but they're not certain as to how much of an effect our economy is going to be affected by the coronavirus and everything. So your thoughts about what they came out with their report from yesterday?
They came out with a report that is $12 million less than what they had previously thought, which, while it is less, it's not tremendously less, which is a good thing. And they're hedging their bet a little bit, which, you know, they need to be conservative about what they do. But our state is in some really good financial status right now. Things are doing really well. And I think you're going to see the economy go just straight up after we get through this coronavirus scare. And I don't see anything but good things.
I've been visiting with Dr. Tom Jennery, our state representative for District 5 of the Iowa House.